You wouldn't put it in some. Well, what about the they're made out
Fitcher?
Of. No, I'm thinking of. You go to a greenhouse and you'd buy a plant. The plant would probably.
Pot.
That's it. Now, after you eat your meal, one of the first things you might say is, "Oh, I have to."
Well, do the dishes.
That's what I'm after. And after you, let's see now, there are several steps in the dishes. First you do what?
First we clear the table.
Mm-hmm.
Then we always rinse the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wash them. Then we dry them. Then we put them in the cupboard.
That took care of several of them all at once. What do you dry them with?
Well, now we do have a dishwasher, so it dries them. It's but ordinary to be a dish towel.
And what would you wash them with before
with a washcloth, with a dishcloth.
We have a cloth to wash them and a towel to dry them.
Okay. That's right.
Would you ever wipe the dishes instead of dry the dishes?
Yes, I think my mother would say wipe the dishes.
And is there a difference between what you would call the thing you dry the dishes with and the sort of thing that you dry your face with?
Yes, a dish towel would be a cotton sort of a towel, and the other would be a cannon towel or a bath towel type, if that's for the cannon towel, I would say, probably.
And
however, I think they are using the cannon type now in the kitchen.
Really? I'm a little behind here. Been in the kitchen lately.
Well, some don't like. Some people don't like them at all, but I kind of like them. But.
Then, would you have a Turkish towel too?
Yes, a Turkish towel for your bath.
Then you want to turn the water on to, say, rinse the dishes. You turn on the what?
Faucet.
You would never call it a tap.
I never would myself, but I've heard it called that, the tap, yes.
Or spigot.
Yes, I've heard that too, but
you'd say
the faucet isn't what I would use.
Suppose you had a barrel which had a thing that you could turn on to get stuff out of the barrel, vinegar, whatever is in the barrel.
Yes.
You'd say you turned on the what?
Spigot.
On the barrel would be
mm-hmm.
in. Okay, now remember the thing they used to have to get the horses to go faster? They'd
whip, horse whip.
Okay. Now, you go to the store and you buy some groceries, and the grocer's apt to put what you buy into
a bag.
And if you bought 100 pounds of flour, you might find 100 pounds of flour in
a sack.
Okay. Would you make then a distinction between a bag as paper and a sack as
A flour sack would be, as it used to be, would be a cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. However, if you were buying, I think it depended upon how many pounds you bought. At one time, I can remember we'd buy a 50-pound sack of flour,
mm-hmm.
and that was the way it was expressed.
And a 100-pound sack.
And a 100-pound sack.
A 25-pound sack.
Yes, I think the 25 usually came in a paper bag.
So it'd be a bag.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
I suppose it were made out of some heavy, coarse cloth. For example, potatoes might be in a
gunny sack then.
And would never call that a bag, the gunny sack? Would
no,
you?
I no, I wouldn't call that.
Would that be
maybe
burlap?
Yes, burlap. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you ever have any place, a special container they'd keep the flour in?
The flour bin.
And didn't call that any other word, the flour...